Hi, this is Jan Miyasaki, the host of the Wednesday 8 o'clock Buzz. Thank you for tuning into WORT. If you like what you're hearing, please consider making a donation at wortfm.org/donate. And joining me by phone is Julia Seremba, a field organizer with the New Voter Project. And also on the phone is Sophia Miller. She's our local Wisconsin student perger for the New Voters Project. Thank you for joining me this morning, Sophia Miller and Julia Seremba. Good morning.
Thanks so much. Good morning.
Thank you so much.
And maybe I'll start with Julia. Julia, you're the field organizer. I'm Julia Seremba. Can you tell folks about this New Voters Project, 15 states?
Yeah. So WIPR stands for the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. We have been organizing in Wisconsin since the early 1980s, helping to empower young people to make change on issues that they care about. And so our New Voters Project is the lead priority issue and campaign we are working on moving into the fall 2020 elections come November. So we're working with other states all across the country, like Massachusetts, North Carolina, Arizona, California, you name it, to run huge nonpartisan youth voter registration and mobilization campaigns all across the country to turn out the youth vote come November 3rd.
And Sophia Miller, tell us, as the student perks person, about your role in this important project.
So I am the campus captain. So I am in charge of a team of eight that works on UW-Madison's campus specifically, as well as others in Wisconsin. And we are working to make voting safely a priority. We're working to publicize our online tools and working to create a large, diverse voting coalition of community groups and of student groups on campus.
The challenge of getting folks registered on college campuses to vote would be a significant voting block if they weighed in. But then doing this during the COVID-19 pandemic. So Sophia, can you talk about how you're adjusting this organizing?
Yes. So all of our outreach is actually virtual. And we've adapted really well to that, and as well as many of our schools in the fall are virtual reopening as well. So it's been very important for us to use our online tools right now, which is why social media is such a big part of our campaign and bringing so much awareness to what we're trying to do. But yeah, I think we've adapted really well to the virtual world so far.
So the goal is to virtually outreach to all of the to campuses across the state, or did you just say just in Madison? Could you say more about that? And then the whole goal being voter registration and vote by mail, is that kind of the goal?
Yeah, so in general, our goal is to increase youth voter turnout. We want a goal of 100% student voters participating on all campuses. But as far as WISPIRG in Wisconsin goes, we have chapters on UW-Milwaukee's campus, UW-Madison. We're also working on Madison Area Technical College and Milwaukee Area Technical College. And we're just starting out to branch out to other UW system schools as well. But yeah.
So how many eligible voters in Wisconsin are we talking about? And Sophia, and also about in all 15 states, Julia, how many eligible voters do we have an estimate if you had, you know, that met that goal of registering everyone?
Yeah, that's a good question. Oh, sorry, Sophia. I was just going to say, you know, the I wouldn't necessarily be able to say an exact number, but what we do know is all across the country, young people between the ages of 18 to 29 years of age are the largest and most diverse group of potential voters in the country. And so we really do have the power to decide the outcome of the election and decide the shape of our future if all eligible young voters, you know, have the necessary tools and resources to turn out to vote. And so one of the big ways, aside from reaching folks through social media or virtually reaching out to our campus communities, is through our online voter registration tool called WIStudentVote.org. And so this online voter registration tool works to engage students online during COVID-19 so that they can do a whole set of things, whether it's getting registered, pledging to vote, signing up to volunteer, and also just learning how to take action on their own campuses this summer and then into the fall to encourage their peers and the rest of, you know, their campus community to also have their voices heard for the upcoming elections.
Sophia, you were going to comment on the numbers. I know we're talking about tens of thousands of voters, correct?
Yes, yes. On campus, the 18 to 29-year-old age group represents not only undergraduate students or graduate students, but also members of the community as well.
So this project just launched last week. I know there's something called Democracy Summer 2020. Can somebody talk about the launch and about this lineup?
Yeah, definitely. So we are really excited to be a part of Democracy Summer. We are partnering with groups like Rock the Vote, Voto Latino, Vouch for Our Lives, When We All Vote, to register and mobilize 200,000 new young voters over the summer. And so we just a couple weeks ago had a virtual concert with a series of speakers and performers to launch into this summer, into the fall. And we're really excited to continue, you know, working with all of these diverse organizations across the country to, you know, lift up the voices of young people all across the country, and of course, including in Wisconsin.
You know, when I was watching, you know, and observing all of the protests and outrage regarding police brutality, I saw some people were out there registering people to vote, and I thought, wow. That's a lot of people out there all over the country. And I wondered if they were registered to vote. They were young people. Sophia, can you talk about the organizing with activists around other issues, around this issue about voting? You know, there are lots of issues of concern to young people and how to bring them together to mobilize the youth vote.
Yeah, so I actually think that the New Voters Project and our mission to register voters ties in really well with any sort of activism you might consider, especially what's going on right now. I think that young people getting all fired up and getting their voices heard through protests, signing petitions, I think it's awesome. But I think it's also important to remember permanent change happens through policy and voting. And it's really important to get your voices heard and get out on election day because, as Julia also said, we have the ability to change the outcome of the election just as a group of 18 to 29-year-olds. So it's extremely important to get them educated on where to vote, you know, how to vote safely, and where to go. So, yeah.
Are you working with a diverse group of student groups on campuses?
Yeah, so at least for Madison's campus that I can speak to, we are working with a bunch of different faculty, staff, and student organizations. And we're also branching out to community organizations as well. So right now we have partnerships with the ranging from like the Big Ten Voters Challenge, which is working with student athletes on campus, to the Poli Sci Students Association, to the Alexander Hamilton Society. So it's all kind of a mix, but it's really great to get a bunch of different people involved in this.
So did you participate, Sophia, in the launch event last week?
Yes, I've actually been an intern since late May, but yeah, I was definitely at kickoff last week.
Can you talk about that? It must have been an inspiring event. You had an engaging panel of speakers.
It really was. It was really great not only to see the guest speakers, but it's really inspiring to see all of this youth action taken right now. And I think just with everything going on right now, it's inspired a new wave of activism and involvement by the youth, especially on campus. And it's really, really cool to see people coming to kickoff, you know, to volunteer, to get involved interning. They just kind of want to help out however they can. And they want to educate themselves, and I think that's really important and really, really cool to see.
Yeah, so the goal is to get overwhelming percentage of eligible college-age students, graduate and undergraduate, to register to vote. Are you folks concerned about having those votes counted and, you know, the safety of the election, and are people concerned about that? Are they saying, you know, if I register to vote, how can I? I'm concerned that it might not be counted, or it might not be safe for me to vote. Do you guys encounter those kinds of concerns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. We definitely know, especially when it comes to facing the challenges of COVID-19 and students, you know, being all across the country and really uncertain about what the fall will look like, that we need to make sure there are several different sort of avenues for students to adequately cast a ballot and you know, have the voice heard for the upcoming elections. And so we are definitely advocating for any states to encourage voting by mail. I know that here in Wisconsin, there was a decision from the Election Commission that will be mailing out absentee ballot applications to all eligible voters across the state. And we really just think that any sort of accessibility to students to have their voices heard, whether that's physically going to the polls on election day or not, to be as safe as possible, that is definitely what we'll be advocating for, to make sure there's a set of systems in place on all of our campus communities to make that ready for students, regardless of what the fall looks like.
Do people have questions on whether or not they're eligible to vote once they get here? Can they be registering now if they're not here? Do they have to be here to register? You mentioned the WIStudentVote.org being a place that is keeping track of the timeline. But can people who are expected to be here in September somehow attending school virtually? If you're virtually enrolled, can you vote in Wisconsin? Do we know the answers to new questions like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So students can get registered in the state of Wisconsin if they have a Wisconsin address and all of the proper paperwork to do so. So on our WIStudentVote.org tool, right on the first page, it actually has two options for students to select. One is a button for Wisconsin, which will take them to the proper website to get registered and know all of the little details about what it means to get registered and cast a ballot in Wisconsin. And then there's also a button for out-of-state students, because especially now we know that there is a chance that a set of students might not be able to come back to campus and might not reside in Wisconsin full time. And so if they click on the out of state button, they'll be able to head on over to the proper website for their given state or home state if it has online voter registration accessible. But, you know, what you're asking definitely underlines a lot of the challenges that we really work to tackle in our New Voters Project campaign, because we know that there are several different challenges that students and young people face when it comes to knowing all of the right answers and all of the details to adequately get registered and show up to the correct polling location on election day. And so that's really what we're working to do, is disseminate as much information as possible in partnership with campus administrators and faculty to make sure that every student possible, even if we can't reach them in person right now, has the information they need to turn out to vote, whether that be, of course, in November, but then also for the upcoming elections on August 11th, where the deadline is coming up pretty soon on July 22nd.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Julia Saremba, Sophia Miller with the New Voters Project, the student PIRGS, Thank you. The website to get the calendar and the timeline, WI, Wisconsin Student Vote.org. Thank you. I'm glad we could talk this morning.